It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we go to Yemen now, where secessionist fighters in southern Yemen have taken over the government's de facto capital of Aden. This comes after renewed and intense fighting in the area. Since Sunday, at least 35 people have been killed, with over 180 wounded. It's another complication in an already very complex war. With more on the latest from Yemen is Iona Craig, investigative journalist who's been covering the war there. Iona, what's the latest from Aden?
Well, the latest at the moment is that the fighting has paused. There appears to be negotiations going on now between the southern separatists, the southern transitional council, as they're known as, who are backed by the UAE. So the UAE also involved in those negotiations, and representatives of the Hadi government. Now, of course, if those negotiations should fail, then I think it's very likely that there would be renewed fighting in Aden. But at the moment, everything is kind of hanging in the balance, really, as people await news of what happens as a result of these talks between the fighting factions that have caused so many casualties across the city over the last few days.
You mentioned these southern separatists backed by the United Arab Emirates. Who are these fighters, and what is it that they want?
Well, the southern secessionists have existed in Yemen for many years. This goes back really to 1990 and unification. Yemen was two separate states before then. There was then a civil war in 1994 between the north and the south. The south was quickly crushed by the northern government of Ali Abdullah Saleh, then president of Yemen. But the southern movement was then created as a political movement back in 2007, with renewed calls for succession or at least some form of autonomy from the north. So really, this is almost a recycling of history. The southerners and the separatists were crucial to the fighting in Aden back in 2015 when the city was liberated. They were the main fighting forces on the ground and were then backed by the UAE. And the UAE has continued to support them. But the southerners, the separatists, do have their own political cause. And they're taking now this opportunity to call for the removal of Hadi's government while stopping short of calling for the resignation of President Hadi himself.
You mentioned that President Hadi is already living in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Negotiations are underway, as you mentioned, Iona, in Aden. But if the Hadi government does wind up leaving, it raises an important question. Who's in charge?
Exactly. And it also raises serious questions about the so-called legitimate government. The international community refers to Hadi and his government as the legitimate government of Yemen. But they were kicked out of Sana'a and northern Yemen and then Aden by the Houthis back in 2015. And if they're then kicked out again in the space of 3 years, but by the southerners, it makes Hadi's position look increasingly weak now in Yemen, especially as he has spent most of his time in Riyadh over the last 3 years. And his prime minister is now surrounded and holed up in the presidential compound in Aden until ultimately the Southern Transitional Council and the UAE get their way.
Iona, we're talking about some of the politics and some of the factions on the ground in this long war in Yemen. We should remind people of the awful famine and the awful starvation and hunger going on among civilians in that country.
Exactly. And I think this is the bigger concern about what is happening now in Aden with these events. If negotiations don't work, if the Hadi government decides to push back militarily and fighting ensues, this is only going to make that situation a lot worse. There's now more than 22 million people out of a population of 27 million in need of humanitarian aid. The starvation situation is spreading and is getting worse. And every visit I've been back to Yemen over the last 3 years, you can see the situation for families across the country, whether they be in Houthi territory or coalition territory, is really getting very desperate. So any kind of escalation in the conflict or any kind of spread of fighting in the south, in Aden, in this current situation, is only going to make that worse for the civilian population.
Iona Craig, thanks for coming back and joining us.
Always a pleasure.